Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tony Khan pulls a match from tomorrow night's Full Gear. Plus, we have an update on Kevin Owens ahead of Survivor Series. And are AEW using WWE to sell merch? They sure are. For Friday, November the 18th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
On Saturday, November 19th, it's one of the most anticipated matches in AEW history.
I'm cashing my chip in Full Gear!
The AEW World Champion, Jon Moxley.
Get in the ring with me. It's dangerous as all hell.
The generational talent, MJF.
For the first time in my life, I'm gonna earn it.
AEW presents Full Gear Live.
This is not a game. This is my life.
Last night, Tony Khan led a media call ahead of tomorrow night's AEW Full Gear. During that call, he talked about one change to tomorrow night's card and some plans going forward. He also took the time to not comment on CM Punk or any of the all-out, brawl-out altercation stuff, despite multiple people asking. He has nothing to comment on those situations. He does, however, have an update for us on AEW Full Gear. We were meant to see the World Title Eliminator Tournament Finals taking place tomorrow night between Ricky Starks and Ethan Page. Ricky Starks got attacked by Lance Archer on Rampage last week, and as a result of that, is not going to be able to compete tomorrow night at Full Gear. The reality of this is, according to Tony Khan, Ricky Starks is legitimately not cleared to compete due to an injury. So therefore, that final match for the Eliminator Tournament is now pulled from the show and will take place on Wednesday night Dynamite on the 23rd of November. So Ethan Page's match with Ricky Starks will not take place tomorrow night at Full Gear, and instead, it'll take place at Dynamite. It's a shame it's not happening on the pay-per-view, you know, where you've got a big audience. I know that Ethan Page and Ricky Starks would absolutely pull it out of the hat and pull it and knock it out of the park if they were to do that on pay-per-view. I'm sure they'll do just the same once Ricky Starks is able to do so, and all being well, that will be on the November 23rd edition of AEW Dynamite. Few other notes from the media call yesterday. Tony Khan revealed that he plans to bring back the Owen Hart tournament in 2023. He says, quote, "I'd like to continue my great relationship with Dr. Martha Hart and her family. OJ Hart recently attended the Jaguars Bronco game at Wembley Stadium. Really like OJ. He's a tremendous guy. And Martha and the whole family, they are great. We loved having them in AEW, and the Owen Hart tournament tradition will continue." Also on the call, he was asked about FTR not being part of the event tomorrow night. Tony Khan says he has a lot of talented wrestlers under the contract and thinks that there is more opportunity for more AEW and ROH content to help showcase them and others. When it comes to ROH, he says a decision is going to be made about Ring of Honor's direction and TV future after next month's final battle pay-per-view. He remains bullish on Ring of Honor, citing recent title matches and their success on pay-per-view this year. He also said that tomorrow night's show will end at a reasonable time and that it would be a tight wrestling show. He said Double or Nothing was laid out differently due to the Boston Celtics and Miami Heat NBA playoffs game. And this is a very different layout once again. They're planning to run it. So as he says, it's a tight wrestling show. And I think that's one criticism that AEW have had about their pay-per-views. Whilst in-ring quality has been pretty much excellent all the way round. They aren't half long. Some of the press conferences almost go as long as the shows themselves. And I think that is something that Tony Khan is always working on. When you've got a big, busy card like that, it's making everything flow and making everything tight. And I think that's what he's working on. So those are a few notes from Tony Khan's media call ahead of tomorrow night's AEW Full Gear. You will have live reactions with Adam and Andrew on the Cultaholic YouTube channel tomorrow night. You can check out the predictions and nine pitches for Full Gear on the YouTube channel right now. And in the coming hours after Full Gear, you will have what happened at Full Gear and the WTF moments from Full Gear with Ross as well. A full body of wrestling content coming out of the Cultaholic Towers around AEW Full Gear over the next few days. One week from tomorrow night, WWE are presenting Survivor Series, the final premium live event of 2022, and the first time we're seeing War Games on the main roster. And the main event, whilst it hasn't been made official, it no doubt will be tonight. It will see the Bloodline taking on Drew McIntyre, the Brawling Brutes, and, with an asterisk over his name, Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens has been a bit of an injury concern all week long. He took a bad bump at a WWE show in Madison last Sunday, and many have been questioning whether he's going to be healthy for the event. There's some that were saying that he may be out for 6 weeks. There's some that are saying that it's not as bad as has been reported. So the latest that we've got on the Kevin Owens situation comes, first of all, from PW Insider, who say, as we noted several days ago, there was a concern Kevin Owens tweaked his knee at a live event over the past weekend. We're told that currently Owens is slated to be at this Friday's SmackDown taping and all of the TV tapings heading into Survivor Series on the 26th of November. So basically tomorrow, tonight and a week tonight. Dave Meltzer adds to this, he's doing rehab at the Performance Center. It is confirmed that the main event of the WWE pay-per-view Survivor Series was going to be the Bloodline, Roman Reigns and the Usos and Sami Zayn and Solo Sikoa taking on Butch, Sheamus, Ridge Holland, Drew McIntyre and Kevin Owens. However, because Kevin Owens suffered an injury, which is the last I heard was a sprained MCL, he's going to get it checked out. And I'd heard on Monday morning that was the case. I haven't heard anything since Monday morning. He had not been checked out then, and he is currently rehabbing it. I don't know if he will be ready for the pay-per-view or not. If they do an angle on SmackDown on Friday and throw somebody else in, then that tells you that he wasn't ready. I did hear that he's not moving very well, so he better heal up quick if he's going to make that pay-per-view. So lots to read into there. Some saying that he's doing okay. Some saying that it's going to be a longer time on the shelf for him. He certainly is a question mark or an asterisk over the War Games match. I guess tonight we'll know for definite whether we're going to see Kevin Owens inside a War Games a week tomorrow.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Javier Bernal you requested this time. What's on your mind?
Mackenzie, I've got a lot on my mind. You know, I realize that I'm the new kid on the block here, but I've learned that I shouldn't just let the opportunities come to me. No. I need to go out and seize them. So instead of people telling me who I'm going to be facing, I'm going to be the one issuing challenges.
Who did you have in mind?
The guy who I should face. The guy who's going to bring out the best in me. The guy who's going to push me. Axiom, I think you are a hell of a competitor. You are a jam-up guy. You and me, one-on-one, big body.
Sorry, did you say Axiom?
Yes.
Did you not just see what J.D. McDonough did to Axiom? Axiom's not medically cleared.
Well, who are you to doubt Axiom? He is a professional. He is a great wrestler. You can try to cut him short.
No one disagrees with you, but Axiom is hurt.
Okay, fine. How about former NXT UK champion Ilya Dragunov? Big body Javi versus the Mad Russian. We're gonna tear the house down. We're gonna build it right back up. We're gonna tear it down.
Ilya Dragunov is also not medically cleared. He's back in Germany rehabbing.
If big body Javi challenged me, I'd go back to Germany too. Let's get serious. Let's go rougher and tougher. How about somebody from Gallus? Gallus boys on top? We'll see about that. Let's see how rough and tough you guys are. Hell, I'll even let Mackenzie pick one of you guys.
Gallus, the suspended Gallus, they're not available. Thought you would know that.
Been a few notable absences from NXT, as highlighted there. Gallus, Ilya Dragunov, and Axiom. Dave on Wrestling Observer Radio explained they're either injured, in speech marks, which actually is a code word for getting their visas worked on in some cases, or suspended, which is also a code word for getting their visas worked on. So there's the big issue, it seems to be, is a visa one, which is why we haven't seen Gallus, Ilya Dragunov, or Axiom on NXT TV for quite some time. Hopefully that gets sorted soon. I want to see more Gallus on my TV. And you know what? Axiom has had some banger matches. Can't fault the guy for the matches he's been putting in. Hey, if you fancy being a part of WWE, on their jobs website right now, they're looking for new writers. This caught my eye just last night. They have a new job posting for a writer and producer. Your key responsibilities will be developing clearly defined yet emotionally sophisticated characters for a diverse group of WWE talent. You will script descriptive, thought-provoking, captivating, and creative storylines for Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and select programming on the WWE Network. You'll collaborate with a team of writers to build compelling stories that capture a global audience fitting multiple demographics. You'll provide punch-up for specific scripted segments, as well as review the totality of entire episodes of the show for continuity and flow. You'll incorporate consumer insights and social media to deliver impactful storylines that are consistent with the WWE brand and each talent's skills and history. Plus, you'll travel weekly to the shows Raw and SmackDown and rotate travel to premium live events too. You'll attend and contribute in creative writing meetings and every week at our Stamford, Connecticut headquarters. Now, in terms of the qualifications, 5+ years of writing for TV, film, or social media, producing and directing experience is a plus. Professional TV staff experience in drama and comedy, also a plus. You'll have experience in live TV production, also a plus. You'll be plugged into social media trends. Previous experience working with on-screen talent, creative writers, and producers. You'll have an understanding of WWE's audience, demographic, and psychographic, a plus that is not required. BA or BS in film, TV, drama, media studies, communications, or similar field of study, or validated experience, also a plus. That's on the WWE's jobs website right now. If you fancy a change of career, why not write an episode of Raw? We'll end on this one. WWE may very well be helping AEW to shift some merch. You remember Corey Graves saying this? Now available on AEW's online store, a Billy Gunn t-shirt depicting a store with a neon sign reading Daddy Ass Office Supplies. I mean, I admire the hustle. I really do. I think Corey Graves should get cut a little bit of that money. I'm just saying. On the Cultaholic podcast feed right now, it dropped last night. I had a great chat with Thomas Santel, who you may remember as Antonio from the Heartthrobs. He's currently part of Beyond Wrestling, where he's a wrestler and a coach. They do a show on a Thursday called Wrestling Open. It's a chance for young talent to get some TV experience. And they're expanding this idea by opening the Beyond Institute of Professional Wrestling, their first ever wrestling school. Thomas Santel, alongside Ken Doan, formerly known as Kenny Dykstra, are going to be training young talent at Beyond Wrestling in the new year. So Thomas Santel talks to us exclusively about setting up the wrestling school and about things that he wished he'd been told before heading into the wrestling world, things that he'll be carrying forward and things that he'll be teaching as well, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Get to know Beyond Wrestling and Wrestling Open on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. Brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Smackdown review on your podcast feed tomorrow. Matthew, Greg and myself watching every episode of Smackdown from the very beginning. It's the first ever live Smackdown. A brand new set, brand new theme, a brand new era for SmackDown. So we mark it by doing a little bit differently. We're going to do a watch-along of the first live SmackDown. So we'll live react to the first live SmackDown. There's a bigger reason why we're doing it that way, which you'll find out when you listen to the podcast tomorrow, which will be on your podcast feed. Something for the weekend for you. And for the latest wrestling news throughout the day, check out cultaholic.com. Join Adam and Andrew for live reactions to AEW Full Gear tomorrow night. Check out Nine Pitches and Predictions for Full Gear right now. And look out for What Happened At and the WTF moments from Full Gear ahead of Monday. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.